For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, thegrainger.com, or just stop by.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So the Bears' week one starter is on the back page of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Fields?
Dalton.
Oh.
Fields is as well. They're both on the back page of the Sun-Times.
Not Trubisky this time, huh?
No. Mitch in his Buffalo uniform? No.
Potsy really unraveling on that.
It's not my deal. It wasn't me.
That's funny.
Potsy, it's all right, buddy.
So Andy Dalton is handing the football off, as is Justin Fields. They both are pictured in their practice garb.
Yes.
Andy Dalton's wearing his wedding band.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Can I see that? Can you give me a close-up there? Where is it? I see. All right.
Okay, so we're in the IDOT bullpen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice, beautiful place that they've built for us here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, driving responsibly, construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. So you had gone down the hall for a moment. It's me, Meller, and JR.
Yeah.
And I said to Meller, oh, Andy Dalton wears his wedding band when he plays.
Yeah.
That's going to absolutely trigger Sylvie.
Oh, why is that?
Because Sylvie was all over Ryan Fitzpatrick for, what is he, grandstanding the show with a good, I don't want to put words in Sylvie's mouth, but Jeff.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of making others look bad because he needs to wear his wedding
band. Oh, I got
to
wear my wedding band so my wife knows I'm committed to her while I'm playing in an NFL game.
So the whole world knows how committed Ryan Fitzpatrick is.
Right.
That's a choice, isn't it?
So I said to Meller, hold on a second. Andy Dalton's doing the same thing. He's wearing his wedding band. But the difference is, like, you have a metal wedding band.
And then this led to, also, you made the point, hey, that's the same wedding band that I have, right? Didn't you say that?
Correct.
And then you said, does he wear them in the game? And I go, you know, I'm not sure. And then you're like, let's go find some action shots of Dalton in the game. And then all of a sudden, we start looking around the internet for Andy Dalton throwing passes in game or practice.
Bengal and Cowboy.
And we come across a couple different photos of him having a wedding ring on, wedding band. But then Cap makes note about how one of them is a different color at this point.
Correct. Right? Like, yeah, the one today is a white wedding band. It's all white.
Mm-hmm.
He also has pictures in Dallas where he's wearing like a black one or a dark gray one. And I said to Meller, I actually wear the same one. It's called a Qualo, Q-A-L-O. Mine's red.
And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Is this a thing? I thought your wedding ring is your wedding ring. I thought you have one wedding ring that you got married in that was probably blessed in whatever type of ceremony that you had.
Sure.
And that was your wedding ring. Not some
and I said,
choice that matches your outfit.
I said, Meller, I got like six of these.
Yeah, I don't have that. I only have two. I have the original wedding band that we bought in St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
So we got that. That's gold. And I just have this one almost as a placeholder. It's silver. And I uh-huh. like silver a lot, even more than gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a silver guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had this. So I've actually only had two rings for 20 years.
Okay. So I have a white one. I have a dark gray one. I have an all red one. This is red with black on the border.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of different ones.
And that's not a thing. Your wedding ring is the one that you got married in.
No, absolutely.
Those are not wedding rings.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so here's my question. How many wedding rings does Mrs. Kaplan have?
She has, let's see, the band. She has her engagement ring. And then she has four or five colors of these. And then she has
these, meaning what? Those
like rubber ring that I wear.
The Goodyear rings that you're wearing there.
Yeah.
from the
so like my son has an Apple Watch on one of those. That's I. It's so, not a wedding ring. It's a band. It's like
it's a wedding band. So when we go on vacation, she doesn't take her nice jewelry with her.
Yeah,
gets locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when we were in Vegas one trip, we were in some store and they had like a really awesome, amazing ring that was like $39, and it looks like an engagement ring, but it's a cubic zirconia.
Ah, I see.
And she said,
"Right up your alley."
Yeah, she's like, "Hang on a minute, I want to buy that." I go, "For what?" She said, "Because when we travel and we're out of town, or we go to Mexico for a vacation." I'm not bringing my nice jewelry, but I want to wear one that looks like it. She's got that. She's got a bunch of these Qualos in different colors. And I wear the red one because red is a thing with me.
Yeah.
I've got red, like, string on my wrist.
Yeah.
These have been here. I think I got these in Greece like 4 years ago. And they just eventually wear off and I replace them. Mm. Mellor's like, no. When you got married to Mindy and the service was going on, you had what ring on? I said, it was a silver metal ring, mm-hmm. like yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's your wedding band. No, this or whatever I put on the left hand on the ring finger, that's my wedding band that day.
I see. So as I was mentioned, this is pretty much a placeholder. The other one is in a box someplace in a safe. So I've only had two, Mellor. So, but it's funny that this comes up because I had no idea this was going to be a topic until I came in this morning. And that it's funny that Peacock asked me like 2 days ago, like, hey, look at the rings like the ones that you have.
Uh-huh.
Which color do you like? And I like, I don't know, gold, black on black. Maybe the white one. I don't know. I mean, because I hadn't thought about it. We haven't thought about rings sure. like that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that was kind of odd that was come up. I don't need a lot. This is fine, what I have. It still fits the finger.
Well, first of all, so when I work out, it gets banged around weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
My like original ring has got little marks on it. My wife's like, you're going to destroy that thing. Just get one of those rubber rings. Who cares? You're wearing it on your left hand.
Totally cool. I think it makes sense. You don't want to damage your wedding band. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't
know where
mine
is.
I don't think you... Oh, listen. Hey, you're talking to a guy who 2 years into his marriage lost his wedding ring. I'm not even...
Really?
I have no place to stand on that. So
jeez.
We're well past that. But
wow.
You don't need the wedding band, though. I just like... Right? You just take it off and put it away, and you don't need the band on all the time, do you? You're like the Andy Dalton of people walking around out here showing people how committed you are all the time.
I never take this red one off.
Because you want to show... just is part of you, or is it because you want to show people that you're married?
I don't care what people think.
You do, but, I mean, in this regard, we're talking about this, though.
I tune out the Matote kid.
Yep. Yeah.
You just want to be coordinated with your outfits.
No, I wear the same red ring every day.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
But I thought you just said you had multiple colors.
I do have multiple. I just haven't changed. I've worn I've had this red on for as long as we've been together.
Yes, but aside from that, you do care what people think, but this is a different topic. Of course. I'm sitting next to you every day. You do care what I think. I'm people.
Well, you're not the outside noise.
Am I not a people?
But you're not outside noise.
But I'm a people, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But you are, like...
I'm a people.
You're part of me. We're, like, we're joined in this thing. No, I'm talking about the outside noise.
Outside the building.
I've worked really hard to just tune it out.
Right.
It's out there. Hear it. But my wife or my brother or my family, my kids, you guys... No, you're not the outside noise.
You should get another band to wear on your right hand to represent your unity with the show.
I got no problem with that.
You already wear two a day. I mean...
The other one's a fitness ring.
Okay. What about another one? You going to put another one there? Then you should be from Vegas. Just put three on there.
Ring? No shot.
How you doing?
So what colors you go with, Huddy? With Peacock?
Well, I think it was white. There was the Texas Longhorn color was that gold? Is that orange?
Burnt orange.
There's a burnt orange.
Color?
Yeah,
nice.
I did not tell her about the
horns.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, it's a Georgia fan. Put that mongrel in the ground. Hook 'em horns.
Go to qualo.com. QALO.com. Qualo.com. Just look it up at the break. Trust me on this.
I don't think I should. That sounds political.
It is not. Let's go to Chris in Yorkville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to pipe in because it is a thing. I know plenty of people that wear these rings. My wife and I both are PAs, and you know we work in the medical field. I've got to take my real wedding ring off for procedures and stuff sometimes, and I didn't want to lose it. So, you know, I guess it is kind of a placeholder. No, it's not my actual wedding ring that I got married in, but it's one that I can still wear and you know, have in that place when I'm working out, when I'm working. You know, if my wife wore her real one and, you know, had to put gloves on, she'd break the gloves with the you know, diamond on the top of the engagement ring part of it.
So, agreed. Well said, man.
I've got firemen friends who can't, you know, literally can't wear their real metal rings when they're on the job, you know, and they want to be wearing something. So, like, Qualo has a, like, law enforcement, fireman, first responder line where they have, you know, certain colored ones for those things. There's another company out there called Groove Life, and I think Philip Rivers was actually at he was an endorser for them.
He was. You're exactly
that was a different
right.
one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
As long
too,
as
bye.
Philip Rivers is not endorsing some sort of birth control, we're all good.
Yeah, he's got like 18 kids.
Hey, he's a father of our country.
He had fun.
Bob in Woodridge, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, I'm with you. I do the same thing. I have a company. It's called Enso, E-N-S-O. I have five of these rubber rings because I did lose my wedding ring. I found it, but I dislocated my finger so bad before I can't fit the original band on it, and I don't want to do anything different. So I've got four or five of these things. If for some chance I lose one, it's cost $25 to replace it instead of a couple hundred. So good for you, man.
You're the man.
I do the same thing.
Hey, Bob, have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank
See you, buddy.
You.
Hoodie, I also own five rubber rings. None of them go around my finger.
Wow. Okay, then.
I learned that in the back of a magazine. 1995.
Sticky stuff's in focus for MLB, but Tyler Glasnow, who's injured now, the best pitcher on the Rays, had some really insightful comments you got to hear.
Wait a minute. What, you told me to go to what's the website?
QALO.
Man, I just got this snake. That can't be right.
QALO.com.
Oh,
you did not.
There's a snake on here, and he's hissing at me.
Yeah, keep your snake to yourself.
I'm just telling you, you see what it says there, right?
Don't tread on me.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Cap! What site is this?
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I don't understand what's wrong. You're just running into walls?
I didn't intentionally run into the wall. Okay, just full disclosure, God. I'm a little nuts. So I have...
Perfect music for this, by the way.
I have superstitions. And one of them is, like, I sit in the same chair every day in the conference room. You sit in your same chair. Meller in his, Danny in his, and JR in the left corner, to my left.
I mean, is that a superstition or is that just habits?
No, that's a superstition. I would, like, if someone was in my chair, I would ask them to move. But I also...
Get out of my chair, meathead there. Commie liberal, get out of there.
Get out of there. And every time I go by the conference room, I look at a certain area in the room. It's kind of just like I make my... Like, I look, I'm like, I get locked in. All right, let's go back to the studio.
Sure.
And I looked back again for some reason and walked right into the wall, right on the corner there where you turn by the conference room. Like I drilled my shoulder.
There's nobody behind you. Everyone's on a call.
So, like, I was looking for people to interact with at the break. I just
need an audience at all times.
So I walked by. I look. There's Mike. He's on his call. I walked through sales. They're all on. They're waving. One of the sales guys is going. He's pointing at his ring. He's got the rubber ring on.
His finger.
on his finger.
He's got what? What is on it? What is it?
A Qualo ring.
I looked that up earlier. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, you were on a different website.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It just was a snake on there.
Then
I
walked back.
I didn't know what that meant.
I walked back to marketing. I walk in. I go, hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing this morning? And they're like, we're all on a call. We've seen you walk by every monitor and no one can talk to you.
See like, that? See, better you than me because I come through there. What up?
Call the cops.
That's a difference.
Like that alligator guy.
Oh, God. I'm just hungry. You know, that's a problem. See, that's the thing. See, but you just need an audience. You just leave people alone.
I just like to say hi and bring joy to people.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know about the latter of that, but nonetheless, you just leave people alone. You know, they're working over here, too.
Every time Cap walks away, he does bring joy to me, my face.
So. Oh! It's like Danny's here.
Wow. It's funny because I went to the bathroom during the same break, and I see Cap meandering around the hallways, and I thought to myself,
what up?
What is he doing? We're back in 2 minutes. Why can't he just go back to the studio?
Because the show's there. I can't go back there. That means work. Take that. I want to be with the sales people.
I just like
what up, sales?
We're on a call.
Oh, sorry.
I'll go to marketing.
Maybe marketing is not working. What up?
We're working. We're on a call.
I'm sorry.
They're all on the same call.
Guess I have to go back to the studio with Hoodie. Oh, God.
Rachel's like, you've popped up on every single monitor. They're all on the same call.
We're all in the offices. They're all in a Zoom meeting, and he's walking through each box. He's going through
exactly
everyone's different
like
office right now. Cap in the background.
Why are you in the main? Well, just leave people alone. You know we have a show to do.
Yes, we're at break.
Now you're in Mike's office. Hi. And he's in there. And that's
I wasn't even in there. I just walked by the door. Saw him. He's got his blazer on. He's all decked out, and he's on a call. Hi. I'm like, he's busy. Hi. I go by sale. Yep. Scharf's on.
Hi. He doesn't want to see you either.
That's it.
He's got that face. I say, why are you making that face? He goes, that's just my face. That's what Mike says.
Okay, so we're sitting in the IDOT bullpen this morning. Me, JR, and Jeff.
Hi.
Just the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's missing. Danny's on vacation. Enjoy your time, Danny. But where's Hoodie? Hoodie's going to be a little bit late this morning. He's got an issue at the house. We're lucky you did not wipe out and go down when you hurt your back shoveling.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, this would have been worse.
Yeah. Well, see, so you get up at 4:15 and you just, you know, get your shower, you find your clothes that you're going to wear, and I'd go through the kitchen to get to the first room. It's away from the bedroom, so that way Peacock could sleep peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to go to the first room, and I'm just trampling something that feels like splish splash underneath my feet. I'm like, what is that? Water coming out from the freezer. And I've got the old the fridge on the top, freezer on the bottom combination, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm like, what is that water coming from? Do I have – you immediately go and look at the ceiling first, right?
Like turn the light and go, please, no.
Oh, God. I just put a new roof on. How does that happen, right? And it can't be a leak there, but then you look down and you see it just coming out from underneath the freezer. It's defrosting on its own.
And it was like an inch deep on the floor in front of it.
It's pretty bad. And so I'm like, okay. And now my first thought is, well, I'm going to be late or this is going to be from home today. Because now I got to get mops and towels and everything to get this up because it's not like Peacock's going to get up. There's no way that's not going to happen. And I don't want to get her up either. Because
mm-hmm.
the first thing now we got chaos and all that. So she's dead asleep while this is all happening. And I'm getting all the water up and just like, yeah, so that's a major problem, especially when it's a newish refrigerator.
So you did not wake her up.
She wasn't going to get up anyway.
Oh, see.
I don't think she would have slept like a log.
I would have gone, Mindy!
Yeah, of course. Help. There's no
help.
No, I got water on the floor. Should I call Apt? No. You do it yourself. I got a refrigerator water guy. Hold on. Hello.
Steve Shapiro, please.
Hey, it's Cap. Shapiro, bring some over with a mop or two. I got to go to work. Come on. Mindy, handle this. Yoshi, you do it. No. I do it because she wakes up and it'll be all kind of water all over the place. That's not a good look, right? So you just do it.
The thing is, that time of day, everything becomes an emergency, right? You can call Steve Shapiro, but he's not getting back to you until 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 4:15.
Yes.
So, yes, you've got to decide whether you're going to deal with it yourself or you've got to, you know, pass the buck sometimes.
I just know that you got to do it yourself in that spot, because she wakes up and then I'm going to get calls like, what did you do? I didn't do anything. Because that immediately it goes to you.
Right.
What did you do
discovered
wrong?
It first, so you did it.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
So I don't. I get blamed enough for anything else around the house.
Well, it's funny because
all the time.
You know the coffee mugs I bought all you guys?
Coffee?
The Yeti mugs?
Yes.
With our show logo on it?
Yes.
And the station? So I knocked one over, I don't know, 2 weeks ago in the kitchen. It's like 4 a.m. Knocked it over. The top comes off. You hear the clatter. Mindy's asleep.
Yes.
All of a sudden, what did you break? I'm like,
nothing.
Relax. Nothing. It was just a coffee mug.
You know, it's just amazing. Just little random noises in the house. Well, if it is involving you, you're the problem.
No question.
You broke something. It's
correct.
You. You, Mellor, you did it. But, I mean, that's not what I got into the marriage for. I didn't get in there to get blamed.
Exactly.
I got in the radio business to get blamed. That's what I got. Not to be married to get blamed for stuff. Just the littlest things.
So is it dry in the kitchen now?
At least I hope so. I got the fans going. Hopefully, hopefully that's the case. I got the floor fans. I mean, I'm working it, man.
Hoodie, I like that. The marriage blame game. That is that just reminded me. Over the weekend on Saturday, my wife asked me to drop off a package at the post office. Because she's been, you know, just clearing stuff out of the house. She puts stuff up, like, on apps. And if anyone wants to buy something, like, for cheap, just, we're not using it anymore. So go ahead, you know, if you want $5-$10, you know, my wife will, you can come by and pick it up. Well, this person wanted the item but asked if we could ship it to them. Mm-hmm. And they paid, you know, what, like an extra $20 or something. All right,
sure.
Fine. I'll drop it off at the post office. So I go to drop it off at the post office. I've got no last name. I've got an address, I've got a first name, but there's no last name to go out to the recipient.
Love, Janice.
And I'm giving the post office person behind the desk the package, and I was like, I don't have a last name. I was like, is that cool? I have the address. And she goes, well, she's like, it should be delivered, but there's a chance it could be returned to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my wife, no answer. I shrug my shoulders and I go, all right, hopefully it gets there. Otherwise, it'll come back to us, right?
Right.
I get home. And all of a sudden, I get an earful. How could you send the package without a last name if they told you it might come back to us? I go, I'm doing your job that you asked me to do for you. You didn't give me a last name. How is this my fault?
It is your fault, though, because you're the man. It makes no
100%.
Sense.
Needless to say, I drove back over to the post office and gave them the last name. Had them digging out of the box for the package that I had just dropped off 15 minutes earlier.
You're a pain in the ass.
I was that guy.
Yes.
That guy is here again.
You see that, Cap? How we get blamed?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to be bone dry as far as I know by the time I get home. But, of course, now the repairman's going to come over this afternoon. So, but that's the whole issue, though. It's like... Like, I didn't make that water go out there, but I'm sure the text messages will come like, there's a little water on the floor. Did you spill something? Did you drop the milk? No, I didn't drop the milk.
I woke up, it was like this.
And I was like, yeah, but of course
perhaps
it's my fault.
You didn't close the door.
Oh! At least I got a place to stay if that's the case.
You can come at my place. I got a place for you at the crib.
Sleeping with Yoshi.
Shot or no shot.
Is next.
Move over, Yosh! It's Hoodie! Would you like a burger?
Oh, boy.
Take that!
Cap. G-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, home stretch. We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko.
In fact, there's Carmen in the booth right now.
He's always there.
Yeah.
He's always there.
And you always say to him, get out of there, Carm.
Yeah, exactly right, because we've got a show to do here, and he's interfering with Mellor's show. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Mellor featuring Carmen and Yurko coming up at 10 o'clock.
Correct. Right, the Jeff Mellor show featuring Carmen
absolutely.
And Yurko.
Absolutely.
By the way, I was out with Oleg Krutz and Pat Manley yesterday playing golf.
Oh, is that legal?
It's legal.
You sure?
Yeah. And
did you check in?
Olin paid the highest compliment to Yurko. Wait a minute. David Letterman just walked in the studio.
Wait a minute. This is not in my format, Meller. Could you explain to me what is this?
What is David Letterman doing in the building?
It does not say that he's... Okay, what are we doing here?
Well, Hoodie, I don't know if it's David Letterman. I certainly know that there's a Letterman, perhaps J.R. Letterman, hanging out around the studios today. And when we have the opportunity to bring in a J.R. Letterman, we may as well take advantage and do our own top 10 list, don't you think?
Well, I guess so, J.R. Letterman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Paul, you're looking tan. Guys, we're hearing a lot about MLB's crackdown on sticky stuff.
Guy acts like he's 6'6 over there. Hold on a second, JR. Before we get to the what we're trying to do there, we should make sure that folks go check out on Twitch, because that's where yes. I think this bit excels.
That would be twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. You got to see who's in our studio.
Yeah, it's very good, Paul. Very well said. Now, go ahead, JR. What do you
really
have?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're like 6 feet tall. He's a little guy.
Easy, tiny. Gentlemen, we're hearing a lot about MLB's crackdown on sticky stuff, and that means that memos have been sent to teams about the pitchers in question. Mm-hmm. We thought that we would do a top 10 list today of top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls. Number 10, Elmer's glue.
Yes.
Number 9, Old Style.
Nice.
Especially
that's
at Wrigley.
That's a Chicago favorite.
Number 8, Beard Balm. Beard Balm. Beard. I said beard.
Kate Garrietta's got plenty of that. Balm. Dallas Keuchel, a beard guy.
Beard Balm, all right.
Yeah.
Number 7, coffee.
Of course.
Coffee? Insta!
Hi-yo! Very good.
Number 6, top 10 substances found on Chicago balls. Tinctures. Tinctures.
Tinctures, yes.
Thank you, Yurko.
You can find that at the local CVS. Yes, tinctures, yes.
Number 5, au jus. I said au jus.
Italian beef.
No, he's talking about you, Paul. Go ahead.
Wow. Top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls. Number 4, Malort.
Ah, yes. My cup of tea, or my cup of Malort in this case.
Heck, what happened to the bottle that was in here?
It's in the fridge.
Oh, got it.
You can hit
that's
that before,
a thing, I guess.
Hit that before the pictures. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Number 3, Harold's Mild. Harold's Mild.
did that one for the culture. Thank you very much. Yes.
Number 2, hair gel.
Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great.
I can use that. No, you don't.
I just ran out.
And the top substance found on Chicago's balls, everything but ketchup.
Ah,
very well said,
very, very well. Very good. J.R. Letterman there as he throws his number 2 pencil.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
And tune in always at twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago.
I used to finish having stand.
Good night, everybody.
There's a guy there that used to produce Howard Stern. He knows bits.
He's way bigger. Way bigger than Cap'n Jay Hooks.
So, I did this with Buzz and Wendy, and it went over wonderfully. Of course, Letterman was on the air at that time, so. Comedy. I love it. I love it.
You guys may have a sports show, but we were multidimensional.
Wendy had a great She was great. She had Camel cigarettes after every break. And Buzz, well, he had the best laugh. So, I taught him to laugh.
You could learn a lot from that.
Howard Stern.